Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Essential Keys to Self-Mastery. We are just about to enter the 1111 Stargate portal, and I'd like to start by taking you through this invocation and then into the experience of activating the 12-strand DNA before introducing you to my guests today, Gary and Joanne Chambers from Shapeshifter. The 1111 Portal of Light, the New Reality Paradigm. On November the 11th, 2010, a minimum of 1 million awakened souls will potentially assist through the unity grid of light and group collective consciousness in envisaging a world of peace and harmony and love. As these thought forms are created in spiraling vortices of light and brought into being as subatomic particles of love and unity consciousness, all life has the opportunity to awaken to this new reality of co-creation and harmony, letting go of fear and separation, control and power issues. As light workers, star-seeded ones, way showers, spiritual leaders and teachers, we are asked to hold this focus of Christ consciousness for all life on this earth plane, to envisage the emergence of the fifth world templates by projecting this collective thought form consciousness into the future and creating the world that we know as the Golden Age of Aquarius. Starting from 11:11, for 11 days and for 11 minutes each day at 11:11 a.m. and 11:11 p.m., we will focus our Christ consciousness on co-creating a world unified through the heart and mind of Mother, Father, God. Invocation for the new reality paradigm. I call upon Mother, Father, God, and all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. As I align with my mighty I Am Presence, the highest light of who I am and who I have forever been. I now call for a complete activation of the 12-strand DNA and a clearing of all limited beliefs and patterns that I may hold at a cellular level, so I may truly experience myself as this master being of love and light. And I call upon the company of heaven and my I Am Presence to assist in downloading all the key codes of light that I am needing in this now, to take me into unconditional love and one unity consciousness. And I find myself on the unity grid of light, this crystalline grid of light, within and around this earth plane, connected to Mother Earth and 1 million light workers along this grid of light, and all the beings of light from on high assisting in the ascension of the earth. I am now surrounded in the golden flame of unity consciousness. As I merge completely with my I Am Presence, in this energy of love and unity consciousness, I now envisage a spiraling vortex of light above my aura, combining with all those along the unity grid, holding the focus of world peace, love and unity consciousness for this new golden age. I now experience this collective Christed consciousness, opening my heart to all life, recognizing myself as one with all life, one with Mother, Father, God. As I project my Christed consciousness into the future, I envisage an earth where all life co-creates in love and lives fearlessly. I envisage a world of harmony and abundance for all life on this earth plane. I envisage a world of love and joy for all life on this earth plane. I envisage a world of one unity consciousness for all life on this earth plane. I envisage a world enlightened by the new reality paradigm, the Golden Age of Aquarius. As this first wave soul and human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint, I envisage this blueprint of light for all life on this earth plane. And so it is. Wonderful. I'm now going to request the etheric recoding and resequencing of your first 12-strand DNA using the rays and working with a DNA core group. Just get yourself comfortably relaxed now in your sacred space as we bring in this core group. We call in the Christed one. We call in the Pleiadian emissaries of light. We call in the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. We call in the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. We call in the Arcturian emissaries of the light. We call in the Mahatma. We call in the overlighting diva of healing. We call in Pan. And you now call in your mighty I Am presence. We now request the activation of the first strand DNA through the anchoring of the first ray of will and power in a beautiful red color through the crown chakra. Please focus on the quality of empowerment as this first strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the second strand DNA through the anchoring of the second ray of love wisdom in a beautiful blue color through the heart chakra. Please focus on the quality of life as the second strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the third strand DNA through the anchoring of the third ray of divine intelligence in a beautiful yellow color through the throat chakra. Please focus on the quality of wisdom through knowledge as a third strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the fourth strand DNA through the anchoring of the fourth ray of harmony through conflict in a beautiful emerald green color through the base chakra. Please focus on the quality of creativity as this fourth strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the fifth strand DNA through the anchoring of the fifth ray of concrete knowledge in a beautiful orange color through the third eye. Please focus on the quality of equilibrium through the balance of polarities as this fifth strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the sixth strand DNA through the anchoring of the sixth ray of devotion and idealism in a beautiful indigo color through the solar plexus chakra. Please focus on the quality of devotion through trust as the sixth strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the seventh strand DNA through the anchoring of the seventh ray of ceremonial magic in a beautiful violet color through the sacral chakra. Please focus on the quality of abundance through ceremonial magic as the seventh strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the 8th strand DNA through the anchoring of the 8th ray of transcendence in a beautiful seafoam green and violet color through the solar plexus chakra. Please focus on the quality of transmutation as this 8th strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the 9th strand DNA through the anchoring of the 9th ray of highest potentials in a beautiful blue-green color through the heart chakra. Please focus on the quality of purpose through joy as this 9th strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the 10th strand DNA through the anchoring of the 10th ray of divinity in a beautiful pearlescent color through the throat chakra. Please focus on the quality of synergy through divine equality as this 10th strand DNA is now activated. We request the activation of the 11th strand DNA through the anchoring of the 11th ray of illumined truth in a beautiful pink-orange color through the third eye. Please focus on the quality of compassion as this 11th strand DNA is now activated. And now we request the activation of the 12th strand DNA through the anchoring of the 12th ray of One Unity Consciousness in a beautiful golden color through the crown chakra. Please focus on the quality of One Unity Consciousness as this 12th strand DNA is now activated, as all 12 strands of DNA are now reactivated through the energy of the rays. We will assist through speaking in tongues, bringing through an aspect of the language of light. Amrach imahashata, evach imahasa, ebrach ilahasha, evach imasa, bracha imashata. Good. And now, as you take yourself into this golden age of light, just experience your DNA activating into the glorious magnificence of your entire beingness now through the magical DNA activation music of Shapeshifter. My two wonderful guests, Gary and Joanne Chambers from Shapeshifter. Welcome, Gary. Welcome, Joanne.
Hello, Anrita.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. I have been listening to your wonderful DNA activation music for many years, and it's just really so powerful in every respect. So it's so lovely to have you on the show and also to be in this co-creation with you for our new YouTube video, putting in your incredible 1111 transmission music. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. And I thought you could tell us a little bit about the music, because I know there's so many different levels. The one that I know is the level one, which has it's four CDs, four activations, and I know there's already a level two to that. Would you like to take us through a little bit about the level one, which we've been listening to now, and a little bit in the background, and tell us a little bit about the journey into that and the creation of that? Also, what I found quite interesting is I love the music, and I've played it also to my little ones, and they love it, and my cats love it. And actually, my brother came to visit once, and I played it for him, and he got quite sick. So I think, maybe you can also explain a little bit about, how it affects different people differently too.
Okay, well, that was a lot. well, the first level, of course, is the place to begin, and that really, what now that we are, way beyond when that first came through, and of course, looking back and all the different people that have worked with it, what that can do primarily is just really begin the preparation process so that you can, move further into the ascension process. So I'd say the level two is what takes you off into that, in more deeply. So some people may get the level ones, and the initial reaction should be one of a detox. It should cleanse them, clear the physical body. It should start to raise their stuck issues in terms of emotional issues they might be carrying, definitely past life imprints that are stuck that may be repeating patterns over and over again in this lifetime. So it will bring anything that's of a dense nature on whatever level of your being up to the surface. And so that could result in a physical detox process, and often does for people. Mm. Often they'll have headaches or cold flu-like symptoms just to start the whole body, letting go of whatever toxicity it may be holding. So there's a lot of frequencies in there that, help them on all the different levels of their being to initiate that process. And then gradually its goal is to lift it and lift it and lift it, so that ultimately, as you listen to it, you never hear that. You're just in a state of joy and bliss when you're listening to it, sure. regardless of what phase it might be going into, because certainly it's going to go in and out of, all aspects of human existence, the dark and the light, and trying to raise that. So for some people, they may, initially not be ready to engage with that part of themselves. So they may need to back off a little bit, or do a little bit of other kind of work first, and then dip back into it. So in that sense, the music is just, I tell some people, it's almost like a, your personal therapist. You can tell sort of where you are in your process by how the music is working with you and how you're engaging with it in many ways. So the level one has actually been out on the planet for almost 20 years. We released it to the public in 2000. We did the research work with it for 10 years first privately, so that, we understood it ourselves and what was going on with us and our clients. And then we put it out onto the market. So we started in 2006 and the invocation for the level two, and actually started the work of it in 2008. And at this point we have six completed, almost seven, probably this week number seven will be completed. And there will be 12 in this series. And part of this radio show, we'll hear some of the sounds of the level two, and you'll be able to hear there's quite a bit of difference. I mean, for us, it's been 20 years since we created the level one series, and going into this, we're very different. The world's very different. The technology is very different that we have to work with. So there's definitely a different sound that's coming out, and Gary's doing the process a little bit differently. And maybe Gary, you should maybe address that, like how was your process of level one, and then what the process is for level two at this point.
Sure. Level one was a straight through recording. I mean, it took me a year, a little bit over a year, to do the sounds. In meditation every day I worked with sound to learn about harmonics, to receive new frequencies and downloads from various levels and dimensions. And so every day it was very much a dedication, just working with that before I even started these. And when they came through, each one was just real time, two keyboards and the sounds that I created. Basically, I was guided to create as a palette for those works. So that's really the major difference between one and two, in regarding how they were created, because level two has many more layers, and there's many more sophisticated techniques on how the sound is moved around, even within a 3D stereo field. I'm not just doing what some people might consider binaural sound or something like that. It's really moving not only back and forth, left brain, right brain, etc., but through the whole stereo field in all directions. And the intent of that being to unlock various pathways, you know, within the neural structure, for one thing. And that's just on the physical level. But then there's all sorts of other harmonic interactions that are taking place within the level two that are really, you know, they're quite unusual. And also the level two was different in the sense that instead of creating a lot of the sounds in advance, I am doing them in real time now. I've reached a point where I've connected with the entire process enough so I can just do it on the fly as I'm creating. So I'm channeling layers basically in the level two rather than doing a straight through pass. So I think that really gives it a richness and a depth that, you know, are different and an evolution maybe of the one series. But the one series still has, it's very deep. It's foundational work. And like Joanne said, it's working on the emotional body. It's working on the energy body. It's working on all levels of the being. So that's really, we believe it's still necessary for people to go through the level one series to mm-hmm. prepare for the level twos, because the mm-hmm. level twos are extremely, they're a whole other thing. And
I want to say something about the level twos, that when we started working with them, when Gary would finally get one completed, it was such an upgrade. I mean, it took us, because, you know, we've been working with all of this music for a really long time. It took us both well over a week or a week and a half to stabilize the energy that was coming in from these. So they're very, it's a very different level of, you know, frequency that these are putting out. And that, you know, there's a lot of other CDs in our catalog that support this. What I want to say is that the level one is a place to start, but you also want to get the supplemental work around it, because they work on different aspects of the process, and then you want to go to level two. So it's kind of, you know, there's a whole way of looking at this that's very holistic and integrative. Somebody's not, you know, when they work with the level ones, they need to work with those for a little while before they do step into the level twos. And we have a private conversation with each person before they do that.
And how do you put out the level twos? Is it on CDs or MP3s? You talk about that you've done up to about 8 now. So is it just you sell them as individual CDs or MP3 downloads? How does it work?
Well, MP3s now compress audio files, so none of our music should be listened to in MP3s, because you're going to cut out the highs and the lows. But we do sell what's called FLAC, FLAC, and it's a lossless compression format that actually packs up the file so that it's much smaller for transport. And we are encouraging most people to start using the FLAC download as opposed to buying the CD. But yes, they can get it on CD if they want.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think it will be lovely to listen to some of the level two music. I'm truly excited.
Okay.
Let's listen to that for a few minutes, shall we? Wonderful. Wow. Just so interesting that I had this, truly this experience of just being part of this cosmic energy of oneness. And then just as I was stepping into that with the energy of the heart, it suddenly also went into this ancestral earth, Mother Earth holding, grounding energy. Incredible, really, really incredible music. What a wonderful gift to us all. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Joanne. I'm sure for our listeners too, to be listening in on that is really something special. So
yeah, the level two has quite a bit of shifting energy into it, and Gary can speak more about that. But one of the things that we realize that people are needing, especially now, is to be able to shift quickly. You know, we're kind of done with that intro stage where we just sort of floated into everything and, you know, life was okay and we can move sort of slowly. Well, now, because of the way the world's shifting and changing rapidly and things are coming at us very quickly, we have to be able to do the same thing, meaning flow easily into one or the other. And so this music has a tendency to really do that. And because it's even more spatial, especially when you use headphones with this series, it's even more profound of an experience when you step into kind of a holographic way where you move through the music and through the doorways and portals that open up. It's really quite interesting. Gary, you want to say something about that, the shifting that you put in this one?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say about both series that they're pools and reservoirs of energy. That's what we found from being taught by the music ourselves. The level one over the years has seemed to have, it's the energy of the level ones has actually grown in kind of an archetypal way through all the people that have connected to it and experienced it and added their own unique kind of facets and perspectives and energy to the process. And I believe level two is even more so. Level two does shift a lot more than the level ones for the reasons that Joanne stated. It moves into many different worlds and many different types of feelings, cultures, both on-world and off-world and other-dimensional too. And the level twos were also influenced by something that I did called Rejuva a few years back. We did a project for a group of people, and I connected very deeply to the elemental kingdoms of the planet, and I was given a lot of teachings from those kingdoms. And I was shown that there is much more that we can learn from them, that even in the most profound times in human history, when we were much closer to the elemental kingdoms, say the Celtic period or even before that, where we were able to actually move between worlds and some people actually joined with some of the elemental beings in some of the myths, at least, and had married them and connected with them in a very physical and profound way. I was shown that those kingdoms hold a lot of knowledge for us, and that they also want to assist in this planetary transformation. They have a lot of knowledge and dimensionality to them that has not as yet been expressed. And anyway, that's a whole other subject. But anyway, by doing Rejuven, connecting with them, that seemed to cause a big shift in the DNAs. It was all part of the process. And now they are, it feels to me like a lot of those energies are really actively kind of co-creating with me in this new series. So they're actually giving me melodic patterns and structures, and it's really a beautiful thing, because I just feel like I'm merging with a lot of those energies in a deeper way than I ever have. So that has really profoundly changed things. And
that's wonderful.
And so the shifting with all of these different worlds and the windows that are being opened, as Joanne said, it's necessary to assist people in being able to be fluid and be able to embrace change, you know, and everything that's coming on the planet, so that we can move into this new reality that we're, you know, heading towards, whatever that might be, you know. So we're just doing our part to open some windows for people, I think, to other levels of their consciousness, to deeper parts of themselves, to merge their shadow energy, which I think is necessary to be addressed now, with their light, so that they can reclaim the parts of themselves that were lost, you know, that have been hidden, and they can become whole again and beyond, you know, because I think that energy is going to be needed for this, you know, leap or whatever it is that we're getting ready to take here on the planet. And I think that this, whatever happens in whatever world we end up in, either individually or collectively, because I think individually, in some mysterious way, we all exist in our own universe as well. It's kind of hard to explain. It goes beyond words, but the magic of our own universe merges with the magic of everybody else's universe and somehow forms a wholeness. And so, you know, what each one of us experiences as we head into this new reality is going to be determined by how much we can allow, how much we can accept, how much we can open up, how much we can, you know, become free. And I was also told that, especially in the second series, that the second series is really, really invoking freedom within the being on all levels, to free oneself from maybe old patterns, to free oneself from things that no longer, you know, serve one's evolution and the planet's evolution. So the form that freedom takes is going to be different for each person, but the invitation is there within the music.
It's wonderful. You can really feel that co-creation with nature intelligence, and with, as I would call it, all the beings of light from on high, just such a perfect balance. It really, really is. I'd like to invite our listeners, if you may like to call in with any questions that you have, you're welcome to call us on 888-815-9756 or 530-876-4522. If you're calling from outside of the US and Canada, that's 1-530-876-4522. Or within the US and Canada, call us toll free on 888-815-9756. And of course, it's very exciting times that we're entering into with all these planetary shifts and changes and mergers. I think sometimes it can also just, you know, really it's trying to find that new balance. So it sounds to me where, you know, the DNA activation music as well is also assisting in, you know, just in that flow of creating a balance, of helping us through so many of these merging parallel realities and DNA activations. I don't know, maybe we could also explain to her a little bit about how the DNA itself is activated as such. because we talked so much about the DNA and the DNA being activated. And of course, this has been around for a very long time, the understanding of the DNA. And we know the DNA itself is, you know, we've talked about at least 90, some people say 90%, some say 97% of the DNA is itself dormant. And this is what holds the encodings and blueprints that allows us to achieve ascension and enlightenment. And so it might be quite nice to you know, understand a little bit. The music, I'm assuming, also goes into acting as transmitters and receivers through the DNA itself in the activation of the DNA.
Yeah, and the third part of that is the individual's intention. So when you combine those things together, it's basically the individual really taking control of the programming that was in their being, you know, on a soul level. And so as the person learns how to connect to themselves on that level, that's the awakening process or the enlightening process, is to actually be able to connect with the part of self that manages the, you know, the entire field from the physical level on down. Now, I'm not trying to say there that somebody should manage the control of their heartbeat. There's a certain level of our being that should just be, you know, that should just be left alone for obvious reasons. But to be able to, you know, learn how to manifest and manage energy and receive and transmit, all of that is something that we're all capable of doing. And the DNA is the core level tool or whatever that you use to do that with. Mm-hmm. The word you said there before, Anrita, the new balance, that's true. You know, we are having to rebalance ourselves. All of us, the light workers per se that have been doing this for a long time, we had attained a certain level of balance. And now we need to have a new level of balance because things have ramped up. And for us, that's what the level twos have been doing for us. And I think that's why we were guided to start it back in 2006, so that we've been walking through all of this, the craziness that's really started around that time with the music. So each of the CDs have been created during all these, you know, a lot of these traumatic times that have been going on and wonderful times as well. And now this number seven, Gary's going to try to finish it up on 11/11. So this will have quite a bit of energy in it from many things that have happened, the 10/10 celebration, and now the 11/11 will probably seal this one up. So, you know, we do work with these key opening times where the energy is high on the planet and everybody's collectively, you know, thinking these higher thoughts. That all goes into the collective DNA and then the individual DNA.
Exactly, exactly. How wonderful. Gosh, well, that's certainly one CD I plan to get. How lovely. Well, I'd like to take a minute to also mention that there are lots of ways to activate the DNA. And I think, you know, for me, music is certainly one of the most powerful ways. And working too, you know, sort of well, when I have a look at when you're working now with a level one, you've been working with that, you said, for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And that is just an incredible time to be working with the DNA activation music too, and then moving into the level two more recently. I also have a lovely program called the DNA Activation and Actualization Program, and that was part of I call it the DNA activation that we did through working with the rays. So that too is actually just anchoring and activating the DNA through the energy of these particular rays. And these rays themselves come through from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and they bring particular colors and sounds and sonic vibrations, and they're integrated into all levels of our beingness, overlighted by particular masters, overlighted by particular colors, qualities, and so on. So it's also a very powerful way to work with the DNA, is to work with the rays, and obviously I think working with sound too. And there are many, many ways to activate that DNA. in the teachings that we do too, we actually move into working in dimensionally, from moving from dimension to dimension. And in merging with our multidimensional selves and activating the DNA there and activating it through the chakras too. So very exciting times, I think, in terms of all of us stepping a lot more into our multidimensionality and the recognition of being these master beings and the recognition of holding this incredible balance between our cosmic selves and our the nurturing, I think, of this planet and Mother Earth herself, being held into the sacred heart of both Mother Earth and Mother Father God.
Yeah, I want to say that I think there are a lot of ways I agree with you in terms of activating the DNA. And one of the things that it does is it brings through creativity. And so what you're seeing is a lot of people waking up to their own innate gifts and bringing those into all the different ways that they're sharing that. I mean, there's artists that do paintings and portraits and sketches that activate the DNA. There's, you know, people doing toning and singing that activates the DNA, and, you know, spoken word and writings and books. And, you know, there's just so many movies, you know, it's just, you know, and that's the next level of our existence. We need to move into our creative selves. We've built the planet. We've done the architecture. We've done the infrastructure. Now we just need to play with it. And that's, you know, where a lot of people are getting stuck in the old world, thinking they still have to do the nuts and bolts. And really, the new way of being, those of us that have been walking the light path for a long time are finding that it's very much play. You know, it's doing what you love doing all day long, and that somehow in turn takes care of that 3D survival level of stuff that has to be taken care of. You know, you're not dealing with that level anymore of interaction. You've moved into that higher flow state. And any of these things that all of us do, you know, your work and our work and many other people, are all contributing to what we would call the activation of the higher DNA.
Absolutely. And of course, it really is, as you're saying, we're moving so much more out of survival into living, and finding the passion and finding the creativity and finding the joy and just experiencing that by letting go and letting God. Joanne and Gary, we have probably a couple of minutes before I'd like to head into playing a little bit of the DNA activation level 2 music to end the show. So I don't know if there's something you can tell our listeners in terms of how they can connect with you in terms of workshops. Do you do workshops? I think I understand you do sound journeys that participants could be part of.
Yeah, I think if they just go to our website, visionarymusic.com, it's kind of an exploration in themselves, and they can find the events and the different things that we're doing. I am doing a sound healing event this weekend in St. Pete, Florida. We just reopened the Odyssey sound table for people to go in and be able to use listening to any of the soundscapes in a center here in St. Petersburg. So, and we do webinars and things online. So we kind of have something for everybody. I think if you just go to the website, you'll figure out what's of interest to you.
Wonderful. Now, what is your sound table then?
Well, when we first started the work, we were told we needed to create a room that would, you know, hold these higher frequencies. And actually, the Odyssey, which is what we call it, was the first sound and light room that we created. And Gary's hooked up right into the table. That's how the DNA level ones were really birthed. You know, we worked with clients individually on the sound table, and he did his thing and I was doing my thing. And so we've built these Odyssey rooms in various locations. This particular one I just put up is a private one where you go in and you lay on a table as opposed to a group of people going in and experiencing. But you lay on a sound table and you know, we have one of the CDs playing, and it's quite a powerful experience to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good. And the website then is visionarymusic.com. Mm-hmm. So please do go and have a look at the wonderful music of Gary and Joanne from Shapeshifter. And for our show details next week for Solara Anra, Warrior of Light, please have a look at her website or mine at pleiadianlight.net. For the invocation for 1111, please go look at the website, our YouTube channel, which is Anrita Melchizedek, and that is a co-creation between Shapeshifter and the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network. So we have the beautiful music that was created by Joanne and Gary there, which they call the 1111. It's a CD. It's the 1111 CD Transmissions of Light. Is that right, Joanne?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Wonderful. Good. So we're going to end now with playing out some of the on the level two DNA activation music by Shapeshifter. So thank you very much for joining us for the show.
Thank you.
From my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And to all our wonderful friends, from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love.